There's actually a provision written into some tribal gaming compacts requiring the creation of a system for wealthier tribes to share with poorer tribes. The provision sets a deadline of February of 1999, and so far no system is in place. But a spokesperson for the Forest County Potawatomi says something is in the works. Tom Krajewski says the United Tribes group that includes representatives from all 11 Wisconsin tribes took up the issue at its September meeting. He says the Potawatomi have proven it's not hard to set up a sharing agreement. 4 years ago, the tribe began sending $57,000 a month to the Red Cliff Chippewa.
The Potawatomi were motivated by the fact that they had resources as a result of their casino in Milwaukee, and also knew that the Red Cliff had fewer resources because their casino is so far removed from the major metropolitan areas and had needs.
The Potawatomi's Milwaukee casino is one of the state's most profitable. The Red Cliff's tiny casino on the shores of Lake Superior is one of the state's poorest. Together, the state's 11 tribes earn more than $400 million annually in casino profits. But most of that is earned by four tribes, with casinos that are in or near large metropolitan areas. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.